KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
A new year means it's time for a new home network that can keep up. With Cox Internet, you have the speed and coverage your family needs to stay connected. You'll enjoy Cox's fiber-based hybrid network with options for fast upload and download speeds. And if your household has lots of connected devices, panoramic Wi-Fi may be the perfect fit thanks to its additional control features. Plus, with advanced security on panoramic Wi-Fi, you'll know each connected device is securely protected 24/7. A whole world of connectivity is yours with Cox Internet. Learn more at cox.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Wednesday of the month on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network. And that means it's time for Toxic Freaking Masculinity. I am but one of your four hosts, G, the Grouch, if you will. Thank you, Seymour. Hey, better late than never.
Who let him in here? Is he trying to make up for like the steakum shortage and make sure he gets his cut early or what?
You know, he probably is, because he's been a pain in the ass lately, so, but anyway, with me, as usual, is the regular, shall we say, cast, and I'm going to kick it over to the bar right now and introduce Aggie Reakin, Aggie the Bar Babe, if you will, and say good evening.
Howdy, howdy.
Happy National Fathers, Brothers, Nephews, Cousins, Former Roommate Day.
So what exactly does that make us, G? What exactly does that make us?
Absolutely nothing. it's nice to be back. I miss you guys. And it's just too long between shows. I understand that it's like a once a month thing, but, you know. You guys are so funny. Y'all should do it more often.
You had the whole of Lent in between the shows.
Oh, yeah, so I did. Yeah. That was, as always, rather epic. But I got through it. I look better. I feel okay.
Which apparently, according to Brad, it was probably a good thing that we didn't do a show between now and then. Because apparently Aggie was dull, dry, and boring during Lent. Brad's words, not mine.
I was totally, totally.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, he's like, he was quite kind in his phrasing.
I didn't notice one bit of it.
I actually kept my cheats for Tuesdays, but, you know, I had to, like, switch between Tuesday and Friday so that I could imbibe during the show with Mickey as well, you know. So I saved my cheats for those days, but
wait, you can
but yeah, he thought I was boring. Well, in the Catholic Church, Sundays don't count. So you can actually indulge, you know, in whatever you gave up on Sundays.
You can indulge to indulge.
But, you know, but I was diehard growing up. It was like all throughout. I gave up everything all throughout. So I got used to that. And then my mom in her old age, she started backing off. No, you can. You don't have to do it on Sundays. It's okay. I have my beer on Sundays, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, if mom is backing off, that means I can cheat on Sundays.
There you go.
But, you know, I wouldn't indulge in everything that I gave up. I would just choose one thing, but then I would save it for later on in the week, which was usually alcohol. And so I would save it for either Tuesday or for Friday. So some Tuesdays, Brad got boring Aggie. I'm sorry.
He'll live.
Yeah, he can suck it up.
That's right. He's a buttercup.
Nice hair.
Anyway, we got our West Coast guy with us this month again.
Yes.
40.
Yes, present.
Yes, I know. That's why I introduced you.
I know that I'm already being forgotten, but I'm here, so hi.
That's
how
fantastic.
Are you?
It's not that you're being forgotten, sir. Thanks to Twitter, you're being erased from the timeline.
Yeah, that's it's like that meme that was in our Discord channel with like the Back to the Future with Twitter suspensions and people fading away and then Elon Musk getting us all anyway, so
yes.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, I did not stop drinking for Lent or anything else. But I gave up Lent for Lent this year.
Good for you.
I know
people that gave up Catholicism for Lent. So yeah.
sacrifice every year because I'm Protestant. So I just give up Lent every year for Lent because I'm Protestant. It doesn't matter.
There you go. And ladies and gentlemen, that was the mothership. That'd be Rowdy Rick Robinson. How we doing, Rick?
I've just been shouting it all the way through. I didn't mean to step on order. You weren't done yet, sir. Go ahead.
Nah, I was fine. No, go ahead. Because the question I was going to pose, I can pose at any point in the show. So it was really... Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you were just kind of feeling like you've been being forgotten, and then I accidentally stepped on you, so I kind of felt...
I know, so, yeah, that's like, you know, couldn't have been more perfect. Thank you.
It's
fine. I'm okay.
It might or might not have been intentional. Well, I'll never confess for sure. Anyway.
I don't get it. Why is there four people in our call?
The fourth is coming from inside the house.
Yeah.
Okay, so Aggie, I know you don't like Bloody Marys, but you may have an opinion on these, and it's just because with my new job, old tastes and old habits are coming back. How do y'all take your red beer?
How do I take my red beer?
Red beer.
Dumpster.
You mean like Killian's Irish Ale?
No, I mean like... Your some people call it a bloody beer, your tomato juice and beer, or your Kamado beer, or your Mr. and Mrs. T and beer.
Dumpster.
Is that what that's called? That's not what we call it.
Okay, so Budweiser has bastardized it and turned it into Chelada, but it's always been red beer to me.
They can burn in hell.
Right.
Usually a lighter and amber ale is really good with Clamato. Especially Clamato or tomato juice.
Gotta have
Clamato. Yeah, growing up, my dad was a diehard Clamato fan. I mean, it was always in the refrigerator ready for that Bloody Mary, you know, when they were entertaining and stuff. And so that's what he used. But yeah, or tomato juice, you know.
The reason why I ask is when I used to do construction out in Vegas, the Amigos and the SAs always, they got me on Clamato and like whatever, I mean Miller High Life or Tecate, whatever was available. And that was the after work, get your salts and your electrolytes back thing, you know, because Mm-hmm. You know, so
I like it with Modelo, actually. Yeah, I like it with Modelo.
Absolutely. But it's like all these tastes are coming back to me. It's like last night when you and Brad were on, I was talking about how I was doing Tecate with salt and lime and the salted rim. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm doing sweaty, dirty work in the desert and
sexy.
Yeah, so they're all coming back to me. All these old flavors are new again. That's why I just wanted to ask, because everybody does like their bloody beer differently or their red beer differently. So
yeah, I said, you know, growing up, it was usually a lighter beer rather than dark. Dark is like so, I don't know, heavy or something like that. It just doesn't go. But Modelo with Clamato is like awesome.
Which is what my mom like Bloody Marys.
My mom wants to be fancy. That's what she does. It makes it look like a Bloody Mary, but not a Bloody Mary. And she'll even put the little celery stalk in it, you know, and pretend.
Definitely get your... get all your vitamins in that one. Mm-hmm. So, Rick G, you're a golfer. You definitely should.
I take my vitamins via Fireball while I'm golfing.
I was going to say, does a Fireball count?
Yes, it does.
You lost me.
Because that eats his back medicine, that's for sure.
You lost me a tomato juice, you sick bastard.
I hate tomatoes. I don't like tomato juice per se, like V8's okay and Clamato is fantastic, but just straight up like tomato soup, tomato juice, just tomato sauce.
I'm the same way. Just,
yeah. So
I'm the same way. I love raw tomatoes and everything, but I don't like tomato juice unless you add the beer.
it needs the beer, the vodka.
There's a chemistry behind it. There's a chemical change when you add the beer to the, you know, the Clamato or the tomato juice, so I can drink
it. Disgusting things taste fantastic.
I will take your word for it and happily die never tasting one.
That's okay. Have a bourbon.
Yeah, but okay. The proper portion is you have to, for each red beer is one half a can of Clamato. If you do the bottle, you're not doing it right because you need to have the can flavor too.
And, it needs to be the aluminum can. Yes. My parents never had the jar.
See,
they never had the glass one. They
now y'all lost me on two fronts because I can't do the can taste either. So yeah, I'm doubly out. No, this isn't going to work for me. In the words of the Shark Tank, I'm out.
I don't know what the word is. Snob certainly doesn't fit it since, you know, I partake in the Fireball. But I'm particular about what I drink, so...
If you like ceviche, then you ought to like Clamato. It's just,
yeah,
you know.
And I mean, when the mood hits and I want a Bloody Mary or Bloody Molly, I mean, I'll drink, but that's pretty rare. And normally, if I go to a restaurant and I'm interested in having some scotch and they tell me all they have is... Glenlivet and Glenfiddich, I'll just pass. I just won't have any.
You snob. I'm kidding.
I mean, but it's not the right word if I drink Fireball.
What's the
alcohol version of Fussy Eater?
Well, I'm sorry, what?
I said that you just... what's the alcohol version of Fussy Eater?
Fussy Drinker.
Okay. I mean, Fussy Drunk?
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
What? No, I totally get it. I totally get it, G. I mean, there are some things that are just not very palatable. I mean, I'm not a rye drinker. I'm not. But yeah. Bullet rye is smooth enough that I can drink that, and I like that. But any other rye? No. Forget it. I'm out.
When I'm at Cantina Favorita and I'm having my chorizo, I love a Dos Equis Amber with my chorizo.
Required. Duh.
Mm-hmm. But
or a Negra Modelo.
Or a Negra Modelo. That is a good backup, but don't offer me a plain ale. You know, I don't drink anything that's Anheuser-Busch, Coors. I'll drink any of that shit.
You shouldn't.
I'm just picky.
Though I will admit when I'm camping, I do love Busch beer. It's just something about that and the wood smoke from the fire. It's like being in an ad.
If I tell you how I burn myself on Bush, you'll just laugh. So, I literally, spring break during high school, on our last day, we had 3 cases of Bush beer left. And we had, I don't know, 3-4 bottles of vodka. So we were shooting half cans of Bush and then retopping with vodka and then reshooting the rest of the can.
Yeah, that's okay. Eerily familiar. I did that with Meister Brown Southern Comfort my senior year.
Holy shiznit. Seriously? Oh, my God.
But yeah.
And you live to tell the tale.
Fucking white people.
Just, nah, I don't have anything for it.
So,
Yeah. The lone the Hispanic chick over here is just like shaking her head.
So, I think we went through about 42 cases of Bush beer spring break week.
Nice. So just for giggles, because
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that number?
Yeah, how many was that again?
42 cases for 3 people.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you were like dangerously close to alcohol poisoning, sir. Anyway. So just for giggles, because I'd never looked before, I looked up Glenfiddich just to see what the price point was. I found a 50-year-old single malt for $55,000.
I would take a taste of that.
Right.
I would take a taste of that. Just to see.
It you know, there's a point.
Be too peaty.
It's like, you know, Johnny Walker Blue, just whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I prefer gold.
Matter of fact, any blended scotch, you can throw that shit in the trash.
Damn, fussy drinker.
I actually won a bar bet that I could tell the difference between black and red.
Well, I'm not that good, but if you put a Macallan in my hand, I can tell you if it's the 10, 12, or 18 just based on the finish.
Yeah, I was okay. Gonna say the color.
I'm literally making notes here for when you guys come visit, so I don't know what to stock.
So anyway, you know, one caveat to G's throw all the blended out, I will say the one blended that I have found that is at least palatable is the Chivas Regal 12.
I do like Chivas 12.
And you know what? I give them a shout out because my grandfather drank that religiously. And
Dimple Pinch is all right too.
Dimple Pinch. I was going to say that was the one on par with the Chivas. For me.
But I'm not a fan of the blended. It just it bites
okay.
bad on my.
Okay. All right. No blended.
Apparently,
noted.
Yeah. Apparently G's not a fan of biting either, so somebody should probably write that down. Oh wait, wrong kind of biting.
If G ever comes to visit, he's gonna have his own private little bar in the bedroom.
it's all gonna be the 50 mil airline.
Yes. <bottles.
laughs> I'm good with that.
You know the one thing, when my dad passed, I couldn't find it. It's the one thing of his I really wanted. He had a bandolier strap for 50 mils that he used to wear in the bars in Utah.
Nice.
Because you could, at the time, before the Winter Olympics, when Utah changed their liquor laws and forgot to change them back, you bought the setup in the bar. Like, you bring in your own alcohol, and then you'd buy your tonic water or your, you know, margarita mix, whatever. And so, yeah, he had his little Bandolero.
I think that was... do y'all remember that movie with Sylvester Stallone, Bullet to the Head?
Yeah.
He would carry his own bullet, right? And he would walk into a bar and would buy the glass for $20. And the guy would say, yeah, we don't do that. It's like, well, do you carry bullet? He says, no. He says, I do. I'll buy the glass for $20. And the guy just gave him the glass and he took the money. But I was like, yeah, I remember when you could do that. You would buy the water, you know, the seltzer or whatever, and you brought in your own liquor.
Well, I know Daddy needs some today. He's tired.
Yeah, sounds like you put in a good long day today.
It's eventful. I mean, home renovations are not for the old. I can tell you that. And they are
certainly no, they're not.
For people that have had orthopedic issues that prevent them from doing things that they did when they were young.
There's a whole genre of comedy about home renovations. 2 weeks.
There's a TV show called First Time Flippers, and you know, it's like the first time that they've never done it. So they're the camera's there to like go through it with them, you know, as they renovate this house. And I'm looking at this going, even when I was a first time flipper, I actually looked up shit and talked to people before doing anything. These people just go in there blind.
Those people are masochists.
They are.
I have no sympathy for them. None.
So if you're wondering why the title of the show is, you know, we're merging with HGTV, is because we were talking before the show about G's renovations, and we all started giving our little horror stories, like, you know, this is show material, let's do that.
Yeah. So I spent the day prepping the outside of my house for the painter tomorrow. I am painting the brick on my home, and it is going to be a white paint on the brick. And in order to paint brick, you have to first apply this stuff called Sealcrete, which is a bonder / primer that penetrates the brick and mortar and then expands and seals and also puts a polymer coat on the exterior, which the paint will bind to chemically when applied. So the Sealcrete starts tomorrow. And I have windows ordered. I'm replacing all my windows. I have ordered new kitchen cabinetry along with countertops. They should be here in about a month, which means I have a month to drop the uppers in my kitchen and remove the soffit so that I can go ceiling down with the cabinetry, and got to pull the floor up so it can all be replaced.
I feel all of this.
I'm fanning myself.
It is on at my place. I mean...
Okay, so...
Talk about the pillars.
Yeah, talk about the pillars.
Oh, the porch pillars?
Yes.
I posted a picture when I took the old ones down on Twitter. And much to my astonishment, these bastards were hollow. They were just pieces of wood nailed together and then wrapped in aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a cheat.
Well, a cheat. Now they will be... the core of the new pillars will be 6x6 treated.
Okay.
And they will be wrapped in 1x8 rough hewn cedar, which will be stained a, we can call it dark chocolate, basically.
There's the sound.
Yeah, there it goes. But, you know, we're gonna stain the columns here and the white paint on the brick, and then the new working shutters will be a blue gray, and they will go on. That'll be one of the last things, actually, because the weight on the windows is still another probably 3 to 5 months.
Oh no, the windows are insane right now.
Oh, yeah.
I had to wait. Let's see. I started renovating. We have a guest house, and I wanted to get it done so that, you know, people can come and stay. And they needed new windows. And I started renovating last November, and the windows arrived a week ago.
There you go.
So
they told me anywhere between 18 and 24 weeks.
That sounds about right.
It's so crazy.
You know, and this is supposed to be a factory that makes their own, so. I mean, I'm down the list, I guess, but, you know, they're ordered. The deposit's been made.
The kitchen colors.
The kitchen cabinetry is going to be white. I will have drawers on the lowers instead of panels to pull open.
Nice.
All my pulls are flat black, which will go very nicely with the absolute black leathered granite that's going to be the countertop.
So we're doing.
I need pictures.
And then I'm putting down the commercial grade vinyl planking that has the rock core in the center of it.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Yeah, so it's not the limp stuff you pick up in the store and it folds over in your hand. No, this stuff, you pick up a 6 foot long plank of this and it's going to be like a diving board.
Yeah, I did all this about 8 years ago, so I know the pain. Oh, yeah.
The payoff is there.
Oh, totally worth it.
I'll probably end up pricing myself out of this neighborhood, so.
Well, yeah, but, you know. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, the painting of the brick is just pure blasphemy. That's, I mean, okay, being in California. That's really common out here now. It's really a trend, and it looks really good.
It's really common here.
And the treating you're doing to it actually is easy to blast off and return it to its original brick, should you desire to do so.
Sure.
Yeah, because the primer that you're using is actually sealing everything, so the paint will not seep into the mortar or the brick. So you can actually blast it off, you know, later on if you change your mind. I am a big fan of painting brick. I will, not going to lie, I'm a really big fan because there were some really questionable choices done in the 70s as far as brick color. So, you know, and it's a nice way to update and just make things look clean by just painting the brick. And the color choices that you've made are so classic. So, you know, that in the long run, I think that's a really big plus.
And I have to tell you, these working shutters the guy is making for me, they are... I said it was like 1x8. I think they're 1x8s, but it's not like going to Lowe's and buying a plank of 1x8 because a 1x8 is not really 1 inch thick.
No.
These rough-hewn treated boards are a full inch thick. So I'm actually having some problems finding hinges that can hold them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know why 1 inch isn't really 1 inch when you go to your big box stores?
Well, because he's a guy.
That too. No, it's because the number makes actual perfect sense when you do it in millimeters. Here's the weird thing. A lot of our wood gets turned into like pellets and then shipped over to Europe. And then... But it's like, especially in like the makerspace where it's all like Baltic birch, it's not 3/4 inch. It's 23/32, which is exactly 18 millimeters.
Right.
So, fucking metric. You know who didn't go to the moon? People who use the metric system.
That's right. That's because they don't call it the moon. It's the Leptar.
You know, that's my dad's favorite joke, because he used to work for NASA around the time that they were preparing to go to the moon, and it was true. They did not use the metric system ever. It was great.
Rick, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, just listening to you guys. And, you know, you were in your home and garden section, so I'm just like chilling out over here.
Oh, quick shout out! Rick now has a brand new. Grand goddaughter.
Yep. Woohoo! Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
She was born this morning. That's actually why I slept through my alarm. By the time I got home and grabbed a nap, I tried to set my alarm and woke up this morning and was like, oh, yeah, shit, it's like 7 o'clock. Never mind.
Congratulations.
Yeah, no, so yeah, 6 pounds, 11 ounces, and really tiny. She's only like, I think she was only like 16, 17 inches long, but...
She's a
little cutie. So very dense.
Little cutie. Well, we'll have some pictures later.
Yay!
Looking alien when I was born, so
we're all albino lizards at birth.
So yesterday,
the very average weight of 7 pounds, 6 ounces, but 23 inches long.
Yeah, you know, you might not want to, you know, start calling yourself an alien. You, Jeff might fight you over that. Just saying.
He might want to interview me. You never know.
Yeah, I'm going to need pictures of your kitchen. I just want pictures of everything that you're putting in the kitchen. It doesn't even have to be set up.
No,
I have to tell you too.
What she really wants, hang on.
Everybody listening.
I'll let you finish. Never mind.
Never, ever buy kitchen cabinets from Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, don't do that. But anyway, Was it that bad?
yeah, it was. the estimate they gave me for what I want versus the custom cabinet guy that's doing them, Lowe's wanted $41,000, and that did not include installation. That's just cabinetry.
Holy crap! How big is your kitchen?
Well, no, but I mean, even then, so taking the fascia off of it, that's just fucking particle board. They're not even using real ply.
It really is. Now, the custom cabinet maker that is actually doing the job got me done for 24.
And he's probably using Baltic birch.
At least.
Yeah.
Nice.
At least.
That's amazing.
I got wood walking into his shop.
Giggity.
Just from the wood.
That's what she said.
So backing up to what Aggie said a second ago about wanting pictures of your kitchen, let me clarify. What she actually wants is pictures of your abs in your kitchen. There we go.
Listen. Yeah,
those kind of went to hell with COVID, so...
You got some time to get it back into shape while you're doing your remodel. It's all good.
You know, guess who turns double nickels this year? I don't know that they're ever going to be back in shape.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Whatever. I'm already there. It's not a big deal. Chill out.
You look better
than most men half your age.
Well, I appreciate that. I certainly work harder than most of them half my age, so.
Also true.
Because it's easier for them. I'm gonna play the Jet Li card from Expendables here. It's easier for them, they're tall.
Yes. I love him. He is like my favorite.
So funny. Doesn't get enough credit for his humor.
No, he does not. He
really does.
He's
not.
Very funny though.
But yeah, I'll tell you what though, I do have what was good about going to Lowe's is that they have that cute little program, that little CAD-like program where they plug in all the measurements and put the style cabinet that you want and all that stuff, and they give you some really nice drawings of what your kitchen's going to look like.
Yes, they do.
And then you take that.
I have all those.
Then you take that to where you want the cabinets.
Right. Well, literally, the only difference between the cabinetry, the only difference between the look of the cabinetry between the two was one had an extra piece of trim that was about, I'm going to say, an eighth of an inch in the door panel, like in the cutaway panel.
Okay.
That was it. I mean, they looked practically identical. Now, the actual construction, of course, will be quite different. But yeah, $41,000 and change, and that's for me to install them.
That's
absurd.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about before, too. We were talking about remodeling bathrooms. I did mine about 20 years ago, and I'm ready to redo mine again. Unfortunately, I just had somebody on my roof telling me I got $7,000 worth of roof damage from the last windstorms we've had. So that's where the start of my bathroom remodel is going.
There you go.
They have this thing
here on the coast now called fortified roofs because of the hurricanes.
Right.
I don't know what they do differently, But one thing I can tell you, they're not allowed to use the felt paper anymore. You have to use a waterproof membrane now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at that, I had my roof redone before fortified roofing became a thing, and the roofer used the same membrane that they use in these fortified roofs. Now, when he put my roof on, it was done as a favor from a contractor friend who uses him exclusively for all his new house builds. And he pulled him off a house to come do mine for me. So his crew shows up at 6 o'clock in the morning. They back their trailer in. They drop tarp around the whole house. They start working by 6:30. It is the day before hunting season in Alabama.
Oh, my.
Yes, and all I'm hearing all day long is they can't wait to get in the woods tomorrow. I mean, these are good old boys. I mean, just they and they're all related. The guy that owns the company, everybody that works there is a family member. So he's on the ground. He's cutting the dog ears for the ridges and the corners and things like that. And they're all talking about going hunting tomorrow. And he tells them at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm sick of hearing about it. You dumbasses ain't going anywhere unless you finish this roof. You'll be right back here tomorrow morning. Those boys stayed until a little after 8 o'clock that night. They did my entire roof, which was 41 squares of shingles. And they cut in an extra 22 feet of ridge venting. And one of them jumped up in the attic where the garage and the house come together. And he said they didn't do anything wrong because it meets code. He said, but you really need another truss up here. And if you don't mind, we'll just build it for you real quick.
as long as I'm here, send me some wood.
I mean, yeah. You know, since you're in the attic anyway, I'll hand you some 2x4s. And I mean,
that's nice.
And I mean, they replaced every piece of decking that showed any kind of water on it. They sealed all my exhaust pipes. And every time we have a storm where the wind goes over tropical storm force winds, this guy calls me within 3 days of that storm, and he's checking on how the roof is doing.
You know, the one thing that always amazed me with construction and everything is roofers are the only tradesmen who, like, they're done in a day. Every other trades will fuck around, dick around, I get it because they're on top. They're blasting in the sun.
Right.
They've got, you know, the seal, the membrane, the tar underneath them, whatever they're putting down, they want off that fucking roof ASAP. So they hammer that shit out and they're paid for it too. Well, but yeah, it's like the guy who's doing my roof this weekend, he's all, yeah, I'm really busy, but, you know, I can come and hit you up on a Saturday. And, I'm like, really? Get it done in a day? You haven't even looked at the damage. Oh, it'll be done. Don't worry about it. I'll be by Saturday morning. Shit. Okay. Yeah, but I know the guy. But I was like, I'm surprised he was able to squeeze me in that fast and just say, yeah, I'll be done.
I spent $2,800 out of pocket on all the supplies. The contractor gave me a list when he came out and measured everything for the roofer. I went and picked everything up, had it at the house, and the whole roof job, when he walked off between all the materials and the labor for them, $6,200.
Oh my gosh, seriously?
Now, a fortified roof, if you buy one of those today, now hang on, because I'm going to blow your mind even a step further. A fortified roof for a house my size today in this area will run you about $22,000 to $25,000.
Dude, you got so lucky.
Now, this guy forbids his guys, his family, from using nail guns. Every shingle is hand nailed. 12 nails per shingle.
I'm in awe.
And his words to me when they finished, if one ever curls up or blows back in the wind, you call me and we're going to come fix it. He said, I don't care if it's 10 years down the road. Call me.
That is just a spectacular demonstration of inbreeding meets autism.
Exactly. Exactly.
It works.
And they had one guy on the ground all day long that kept going around the house with one of those rolling magnets.
Yes.
Picking up nails.
And picking up the nails. Exactly right. And
I wish one of the guys had done something like that, because when I had my roof replaced in my old house, there was nobody, you know, they would pick it up if they saw it. But I have a lawn. And they didn't see it. It was in there. So luckily I had an 8-inch magnet disc. Yeah. And I was literally bent over and just going through. And I found, I must
like
have
a metal detector 20. Going across your yard, huh?
Yeah, like 20 or 30 of them I found.
Yeah, there's good value in those high power fishing magnets.
Oh man, I love those things.
It's 500
so
pounds.
Fun. Yeah. Yes.
we used to, when I had an auto parts store years and years ago that I inherited and then sold off for a profit, we used to outfit this fleet for this wood treatment company locally. And we outfitted all their trucks with these giant hanging magnets from the front bumper, so that when they were going through the lumber yard, it would pick up nails before it would go through their tires. And I asked them one day, I was like, you know, these magnets are like $400 or $500 each. He goes, see the tire on that thing over there? I said, yeah. He goes, $1,200. I said, enough said. Great investment. But seriously, this renovation is kicking my ass. Aggie, I take it you saw the door picture, right?
I did.
Yeah. I had to move a door 3.5 inches to accommodate a new cabinet.
It was... I was in awe that you managed to frame that sucker out and everything that you... I mean, seriously, moving a door is... It's not fun. Not for lack of a better term.
Not only is it framed out, but using a 4-foot level, you can go to any point on that door and your bubble will strike center. I don't care where it is.
That's impressive. I'm not lying when I say this. My old house, you could not find. I mean, there was no right angle in that house at all. Nothing. And you put the level in any... Nope, that bubble was like floating everywhere.
That's where you just go fuck it. That's where you go fuck it and French cleat everything.
I mean, you know, the whole thing is the guy wanted $700 to move the door 3.5 inches.
I get it. It's intensive work. I get that, but it's more tedious than anything.
I did it in 4 hours.
That's not bad.
And I haven't done booking it. I haven't done this kind of work since before I went in the military, and I was a teenager. So,
like I said, the old habits come back, just like with the Tecate lime and salt.
Oh, man.
Aggie, did you have a drink for us?
I hope so.
I actually do.
Good.
I do, and I think that after everything that G went through working today, I think he'll appreciate it. It's called a Dead Bastard.
I like that. I like the name. I don't know what's in it yet, but I like the name.
But the name, I saw the name and I was like, oh, that's perfect, you know. I was actually looking for something with a strong kick, because I was actually working outside quite a bit and I got distracted. I'm actually converting this old end table that a cousin gave me. She was going to toss it out. And I said, no, don't toss it out. I'll do something with it. And it was very dated, very 70s. It was a storage end table that has two doors so you could store stuff inside. And it had a little foot skirt that was very country-ish. But it was maple. And I really did not want her to just throw it in the trash. And I decided to convert it into a bar. So I got legs, you know, mid-century legs for it, and removed the doors and filled all the holes, and then I'm painting it black, and the top has sanded down and whitewashed it for contrast and all that. So I got really distracted.
I'm still shocked that you decided to make a bar of it.
It's for the guest house. It will not have any blended anything in there, okay? So when you come stay, You'll have your McAllen.
God love you.
But yeah, I was looking for something with a little bit of a kick, and I found, and I was like perusing, and I said, "Oh, Dead Bastard, this is how I feel right now." But it's really easy, which is a plus, but it's pretty loaded. You take an ounce of brandy, an ounce of bourbon, an ounce of gin, an ounce of rum,
damn,
a dash of bitters, half an ounce of lime juice, and a little bit of ginger ale. And you basically just pour the ingredients in a tall glass over ice, you stir, and you serve. So the ginger ale's there for just the sweetener agent. That's it.
It's like a Long Island iced tea.
it reminds me of a Long Island iced tea. It's just that the ginger the ginger ale is what makes it a little different, I guess.
Stomach from getting upset.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a plus. It's a plus. So know. That's our drink for tonight. The Dead Bastard.
Since it's got ginger in it, I'm voting we rename it the Dead Irish Bastard, just because ginger.
That also works.
That does. I like that.
Yep, I'll post it after the show.
So. Yeah. Excellent.
So I'm looking at Andrew's feed to see if he had an updated poll for toxic masculinity, and I'm not finding one. He sent me a proof the other day for one. For what peak Twitter of current, whatever month is it, April? Peak Twitter of, god damn. You get off social media for a while and time just loses all meaning.
Exactly. COVID does it to you too.
Damn you, COVID! Yeah, and we were talking about before the show too, is I was never diagnosed with COVID, I'm pretty sure that I had it. Not that I was ever feeling bad or anything, but I seem to have, and I either have sympathy side effects with y'all, or I actually had it and have the same side effects too, like the citrus thing. Just
you're from
California. There was a group article the other day that said if you didn't get COVID, you don't have any friends.
you're from California, and you just said y'all. I'm thinking the sympathy thing might have just answered itself.
Yeah, but you know, I always say y'all. So, yeah. All y'all's.
That's the plural of the plural. I can't even talk anymore.
And Grammarly just exploded.
When my grandparents were alive, if I said y'all in front of them, they would just cut their eyes at me, and I would just roll mine and go, okay, use guys.
So the one he was working with was erasing women, DeSantis Disney, Elon threatens democracy, and RTing left's insanity equals bad. As Al just said in chat, it doesn't matter. Peak Twitter is Elon right now.
Elon.
Just
Elon. Yeah.
So, anything Elon.
Yeah, nothing else is even close. So he just erased all the other contenders for the month.
So I have a question. Has the deal actually gone through? Because now I'm seeing yes. Reuters and a few other places
they have agreed
that he may back out. So I don't
know. He won't
I'm
back
sure
out.
There's some kind of rescission. They would have to pay him some obnoxious amount of money, though.
Well, yeah, no, I keep somebody that's you know, not a fan of this keeps like trolling everybody and dropping a link that says Reuters is, you know, somebody else that's seen things that he's done like this before. Like at one point he tried to
start his own peanut brittle
company and this, that, and the other, and yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I mean, I just didn't know the ink was dry yet.
Yeah, I think what they're trying to do is sow doubt, and you know, I think the guy's committed. He's really committed. He's like so fed up with the way what Twitter has been working and how it has not been for the good of information. And he wants to bring it back to where it was, you know, 10 years ago, where it was just a good flow of information.
And Jeff just said,
I really can't blame him.
Jeff just shared a tweet of Elon's from the top of the hour. Twitter DM should have end-to-end encryption like Signal so no one can spy and hack your messages. Yes, that's actually what Minds does. That exists. So,
yes.
You know, Minds uses an SEC 256 key. So, yeah, so. Yes.
Well, no, I was just, now, curious.
I know Ordy hasn't, but has anybody else been seeing the fun Elon tweets about what he's going to do next?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I see him.
I'm looking at a couple. Next, I'm going to buy Augusta National and make it available to the people.
Oh, Trump might bet on that one.
I saw one today that said, next, I'm going to buy Doritos and fill the bags to the top.
I think my favorite one that I would have to classify as an impossible mission is I saw one where he says, next, I'm going to buy McDonald's and fix all the ice cream machines.
Yes, that was next on my list. Perfect.
Great.
God, wouldn't that be fantastic?
He's just having so much fun with this, you know?
And as he should.
He should.
Okay, if our choice of benevolent overlord is Bill Gates, who isn't that benevolent.
Parag.
Well, no, I'm just talking about Jeff Bezos, who, thank you for all the stuff, but really, fuck off. And Elon Musk, I'll take fucking Max Scorpio any day.
I mean, what's all the fuss over Elon? It's not like he's the first billionaire to buy a media outlet.
Well, and it's not like he's even said that he wants to do anything. And this is like, this is, once again, my dad used to tell a story.
There's only one reason why they're upset.
Well, yeah, because they're losing control.
Yes.
The reason they're upset about Elon and nobody else that's buying up another media outlet is that they cannot control him. He doesn't give a shit. He's uncancelable. He's literally Ricky Gervais with a Tesla and SpaceX.
Sheldon Adelson can't be canceled. He'll have them all murdered. He doesn't give a shit.
With the Twitter employees and the left in general, my dad used to tell a story called Borrowing the Jack. Man breaks down on the side of the road, gets a flat tire, sees a farmhouse a couple miles, starts walking towards it. He's like, yeah, you know what, I'll bet I'm going to be bothering him during dinner, and then, you know, he'll be pissed off, and he won't let me borrow the jack, or he probably doesn't even have a jack, and while I'm doing this trek, a wrecker's going to show up, and I'll miss the tow back to town to get my tire fixed, and he turns down the driveway, and he's getting closer, he's taking more, and you know what, that asshole probably has two jacks and won't let me borrow one of them, knocks on the door, farmer opens the door, he says, fuck you and your jack. And he just builds up the worst case scenario in his head getting there, that when he gets there he defeats himself.
Yeah.
So there's a moral to that story. And that's pretty much how the reaction towards Elon buying Twitter.
Well, I was going to say, I don't have the moral because I have very few of those. So
I thought.
Oh, wait, hang on. Andrew just sent me the poll.
Okay.
Just got it. Thank you for listening to the show. Rick is trying to play us out.
It runs for a minute. Keep talking.
Let me open the link, damn it.
It runs for a minute. Keep talking.
Because I'm suspended, I can't link to specific tweets. But peak Twitter for March. Go check Andrew's feed. That's NUCMM1 retired. And that's the at Twitter. Mediocre man beats woman won the March poll at 30%. So, oh, thank you. You just dropped it in the chat. Thanks, Jeff. All right. That's all I had.
All right. Vote early, vote often. We got to go because the ladies of the red wine are up next, and then Ordy and I are pulling a late shift. So, yay.
Fuck you and your jack.
Fuck you and your jack.
And your jack.
Trust me, at this point, it's been so long, I might take you up on it. Just saying.
Hello.
Easy.
Hey, he walked into the hole. I have no shame. He walked into it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're out. Bye.
Making 25 mil. Gonna knock for the big time. Nice a bill. Come on. 25 letters on my dressing. I got to get paid. I got 25 lovers on my dresser.